Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
It's the show on KJZZ with Mark Brody. I'm Steve Goldstein. Now let's hear from an Arizona entrepreneur as part of our series Made in Arizona.
Len Nesifer grew up on the Navajo Nation, and his childhood was shaped by the outdoors.
In a lot of young Navajo people's experience, it's often the first classroom that we have. So it's a place that we learn our cultural traditions. It's a place where we learn how to be out there safely. But it's also this really cool intergenerational space. So I got to spend a lot of time with my young cousins and then also my grandparents as well. So it was always, I don't know, felt like kind of the living room of hanging out.
It wasn't far from Canyon de Chelly, where he says he learned early to appreciate both the quiet of the outdoors and the adventure. It was there that the seeds for his future love of rock climbing were sown.
I definitely got my first adrenaline rushes in that canyon. The ancestral Puebloan people that used to live in that canyon have ruins that are only accessible by these carved Moki steps. They're just sort of these carved handhold things. And I remember at one instance, my cousins and I went down there and we went up one of these Moki step things and we got pretty high, you know, and we're just little kids and you're probably 60 feet up. But I remember that being a very vivid experience of just how cool I thought it was to be able to move through these landscapes.
Now Nesifer is the CEO of outdoor clothing and media company Natives Outdoors, as well as an assistant professor at the University of Arizona in American Indian Studies. His work intersects indigenous people and natural resource policy. Natives Outdoors began as a social media project to tell the stories of Native people reclaiming the outdoors. Today, they're also in the business of apparel, and they consult with the outdoor industry on tribes, public lands, and outdoor recreation. Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with Nesifer in our studios to find out more.
Well, 2 years ago, the Bureau of Economic Analysis released these numbers on the size of the GDP of the outdoor industry, and it turns out it's bigger than the pharmaceutical and auto industries combined, bigger than mining, and bigger than a lot of industries that have a lot of influence on public lands, but they haven't really developed their political muscle yet. So one of the things that's been happening in the outdoor space is that the outdoor industry has taken a pretty forward-leaning approach into influencing policy. There's this big event called Climb the Hill, for example, which is basically climbers lobbying Congress about public lands issues specifically, and that's a very new iteration. Where I've been fitting into this is that public lands issues inherently have an element of tribes and native people associated with them, just given how our lands are managed, the fact that so many tribes have connections to them. But what we saw in the case of the Bears Ears National Monument, when climbers and tribes and, you know, other outdoor industry folks came together, that was a very formidable force in sort of protecting this landscape. And so a lot of my work has been simply creating that bridge between those two communities.
So let's talk about the business that you created within that realm. So this is Natives Outdoors. And you have said that there is a big opportunity to build an outdoor industry on tribal lands using the experience of Native peoples.
Yep.
How does this do that?
Well, we directly work with Native artists. And so that's been one of our big pushes, is to elevate the profiles of Native people doing some amazing work. So we work with a Marine vet who's also Navajo, who's a graphics designer, and he's been doing a lot of our work. And so we work with him directly. We've also been cultivating and mentoring a number of athletes, including one man who lives in Flagstaff that climbs 513, which is basically on the pro scale of climbing. We have other ultra runners and folks that we've been working with. So our hope is that, you know, in sort of elevating these profiles, we're also kind of busting through some of these narratives of Native communities and also just redefining the outdoors for ourselves as well.
Right. So this is sort of a reclaiming, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but it's also kind of one in which we're inviting people to join us along with it.
Okay. So it's not just for Native people.
Not at all. And I think that's been one of the things that we've been really trying to to every time we go outdoors, we're sharing in thousands of years of cultural history, whether we want to or not. And, you know, I think that's in sort of being the next stewards of these landscapes, we just have to also recognize that that's what we're inheriting.
Yeah. What motivated you to want to do this? Like, why go in this direction? Why a business? Why not a nonprofit or something like that?
I mean, I think one of the things is that we did have that discussion early on, but one of the things is that I just didn't want to have to ask people for money. I wanted to simply be able to show that we can create products that are compelling, we can create media that's compelling, and, you know, we can chart our own course accordingly. And that's been a large part of why we did that. And it's working, but we're also going to be starting a nonprofit on the side.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned combating some of those stereotypes about Native communities. What stereotypes are you trying to debunk?
You know, part of it is the stereotypes within our community and outside. You know, I think one of the things that I've seen in a lot of border communities is that, you know, there's a lot of poverty and a lot of hard stuff going on in Native communities, but we wanted to show that there's actually some good stuff going on and there's some talent and there's people out there that are doing stuff. You know, and it's been amazing to see the folks that have just come out of the woodwork. And so, you know, part of that is creating role models for our community. Part of it is creating these folks that can be seen as leaders in, doesn't matter if they're Native or not. These are some really talented athletes and artists. But, you know, in our own community, it's also confronting some of these stereotypes that, oh, these are things that just white people do, which is climbing and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that is nonsense.
It does feel that way when you look at, like, outdoor companies or who's, you know, featured in, you know, a hiking ad, et cetera. It feels a little bit like that, like this is a white space somehow.
Yeah. And, you know, in the industry broadly, there's a lot of discussions around that. And in sort of our contribution is that we're simply creating the products and the stories that we want to tell and what we want to sell, and we're just doing our thing.
I want to ask also about the design aspect. So there's, you know, just sort of creating an economy aspect there, like creating a market. But there's also so much that's gone on in retail that is being called cultural appropriation, right?
Like, totally.
Are you pushing against that?
I mean, yeah, I guess I wouldn't say it's not. It is something that we're working to provide an alternative to. You know, I think in looking at Native designs historically, like everything that's being used at one point was a contemporary design. And simply we're trying to push that envelope for further and saying that we are not simply pigeonholed to just these kind of designs. We can push that and do other things as well. And I think in our sort of thinking, that's how we shift that conversation of like, yeah, of course, reclaiming and taking some of the money back, but also just showing that, like, we are so much more than just this one design, but here's another alternative of how to do this properly.
So I wonder if you're looking at the kind of the intersection of the work that you're doing academically and in policy and then the work that you're doing in business and in your outdoor stuff too, and being a climber and stuff like that, what kind of cumulative impact do you hope to have? Like, you talk about being a role model, but is this about more than that?
You know, I think in terms of trying to shape the industry in a way that has more benefit for Native communities, if you look at the national park system, around 90% of national parks are within 100 miles of a reservation. Yet, one of the things that we see in Native communities is that there's a lack of employment, there is poverty, and there's just a lack of opportunity. And I think the outdoor industry and the outdoor economy is a way for in which tribes can, one, partake in economic development that is more consistent with cultural values. It allows people to work and live in their home communities, and it promotes healthy lifestyles. I think broadly, if I can make a dent in that and at least give tribes and Native communities a foothold in that space, I think that's a win in my book.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Len Nesifer, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Len Nesifer is an assistant professor at the University of Arizona in American Indian Studies and the founder and CEO of Natives Outdoors.